Hello, my name is Noah Hussein from Cohort 48, and I worked on Galactopedia and Minds R Us.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear about both of these projects, and we'll talk about, you know, what they are and why you built them and how you built them. But first, what were you doing before Nashville Software School? What was going on in your life? How did you decide to make a change?
Yeah, so before Nashville Software School, I was over on the West Coast. I was in Sacramento, California. I worked at one of the largest pediatric dental firms in California. We had about 13 offices at the time. I started off in 2016 in the marketing department, worked there for about 3 years, and then realized that they weren't really promoting from within. So I took a lateral promotion to a front office lead at one of the dental clinics, worked there until the beginning of the pandemic in February, lost my job, and then quickly had to transition to something a bit more technical to get a job. So found myself here at Nashville Software School.
Wow. Now, so you said you were in California?
Correct. Yeah.
Where are you at today?
I'm in Arrington, Tennessee, so right outside Franklin.
Oh, great. Okay. Very nice. So did you begin NSS before you moved?
I did not. So I moved in April of 2020, and then I began NSS in April of 2021, so about a year later.
Excellent. Well, there you go. Well, congrats on making it to the end. I know it's been such a wild year and so many unpredictable, unimaginable things going on, but you made it. So let's talk about what you've been working on, whichever project, maybe your front-end capstone. What is it, and how did you build it?
Sure. So Minds R Us, a little brief overview. It's a companion application for a video game that I used to play called Star Citizen. And Star Citizen, it's like an open world sandbox, open universe, really. And you can choose whatever profession you want. And I chose to be a miner in that game. So I would go out to these asteroids or moons, and I'd find ore patches to mine. And I wanted to make an app centered around that. So users can log in and they can make a post to let other miners know what kind of ore they're finding on a ore patch. And then they can give a brief description on where that ore patch is to help miners navigate to there. As far as the technology or the tech stack, I used JavaScript and React for the client, and then a simple JSON server to store all my database.
I love that. Those kinds of games are so much fun.
Absolutely. Very immersive. Love it.
How about your other project?
Yeah, so that's going to be Galactopedia. And I felt a calling to kind of keep the theming of both my apps to like astronomy. So what Galactopedia is I learn a lot about stars and planets all across our universe through the help of YouTube or Wikipedia or what have you. I wanted to kind of emulate a Wikipedia of sorts. So Galactopedia, it's a Wikipedia style app where users can log in and then they can create these wiki articles of sorts on a star, moon, planet, or asteroid. They can fill out the details that are needed for like a star. You're going to need a spectral type. So it's all depending on what the type of object that you're creating. And then once you create this wiki article, it will pop up on the main feed and other users can see all these wiki articles and they can even search them up by name and they can just learn about the stars and what's going on in our expansive universe.
That's really cool. I love that. So when you think about both of your projects, did you find yourself having more of a preference for front-end work or back-end work? What were you primarily into the most?
I think it's about 60-40 at this rate. 60% going to back-end and 40% going to front-end. The only gripe I have with front-end is I'm not the most artistic person, so it's kind of hard to do the CSS for these front-end applications. But as far as getting data on the page, like it's just as rewarding as working on the back-end for me.
Very cool. Yeah. And yeah, so we're all pulling for it. We can't wait to see what the future holds for you. You've got a lot of great things coming. And of course, absolutely, as you know, Nashville Software School is in your corner and they especially will always help you get that first job. So I know the hunt is on and I think you made a great choice kind of making that pivot during some uncertain times. So congrats on making it to the end.
Thank you. I appreciate it.